Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, this is Lewis Fine, and as always, we have a great show in store for you today with Kevin Guz from Homevestors Dallas. Kevin's going to be talking about a very interesting phenomenon, and one that part-time residential real estate investors often experience, and that is being a part-time residential real estate investor can be a very lonely pursuit, but it doesn't have to be that way, and there are ways, very practical steps to avoid the loneliness of this undertaking, which may over time become a full-time profession. So with that said, let me bring Kevin on the program. Kevin, welcome.
Hi, Lewis.
This is, to me, a very intriguing topic because it involves a personal element, and that element, loneliness, can influence behavior. It can influence whether one is disciplined or not, and whether one has a strategy to endure within this profession. So walk us through the steps to avoid the loneliness of being a part-time residential real estate investor.
Well, you hit the nail on the head, Lewis, and it the life of a part-time real estate investor, as you said, it can be very lonely at times. You may feel like you are out on an island trying to figure everything out on your own and doing everything on your own. And why this is particularly relevant is that that state of mind can quite often lead to you quitting or giving up the pursuit of being a part-time real estate investor or even ultimately a full-time real estate investor. And that's why it's such a pertinent topic today, is to peel back the curtain and give you a peek. If you're a budding real estate investor beginning your part-time career and perhaps even have full-time aspirations, let's talk about this, because let's avoid it becoming an obstacle for you in pursuing your part-time real estate investing and ultimately enjoying the success that awaits you. And there's an irony here, is that it is very lonely at times. You've got a full-time job where you're surrounded by peers and interaction and collaboration with others, and it's probably a critical component of your job, whatever that job might be. And then in your free time or spare time, you're pursuing this part-time real estate investing endeavor, and you're out there on your own, and you're looking for the right houses to buy, you're trying to find the right contractors to rehab, repair, or maintain those houses. You're looking for the right tenants, one at a time, trying to find that perfect tenant to live in your properties. And you're solving and looking for rehab or repair solutions. Should I paint this? Should I put in carpet? Should I put in tile? Should I fix that roof? Do I need to update that bathroom? And all of these different scenarios can very much leave you, especially as a new investor starting out, feeling very much alone on an island, and they can be very discouraging at times, very frustrating at times, and could cause you, to stop your endeavor and your dreams of being a real estate investor. And the irony that I alluded to earlier is that for you to be successful as a real estate investor, especially as a part-time investor, you need a lot of help, and you need to surround yourself with a lot of individuals in order to help you get through the challenges, the obstacles, and reach your objectives and your goals of investing in real estate. And some of these resources or individuals or partners that I'm referring to is, think about it, you've got to have perhaps a good real estate agent or two to help you source properties. You're busy with your full-time career. You need somebody who's got feet on the street and eyes on the market to help you identify and source good investment properties. You may need some wholesale investors out there who are offering off-market real estate. These are people like myself who buy properties at deep discount and then turn around and work with investors and sell those properties to investors so that they can rent them or rehab them or whatever they're choosing to do with them. you're going to need to surround yourself with good contractors so you're not spending time scratching your head wondering, do I need to fix that roof or not? Do I need to update that bathroom or not? Do I have a plumbing issue here or not? A good contractor can help you through those dilemmas, and you don't have to figure those out on your own. You're going to need lenders to help you fund and finance your investment properties. You're going to need title companies to help you clear title and successfully close on these properties. And you may need a property manager even if you choose not to manage your properties on your own, which you very may well choose to use a property manager because of your limited time with your full-time career. And you'll need insurance providers, and you'll need a CPA to help make sure all your numbers are right and your taxes are correct at the end of the year. So you can see the irony of you're going to feel alone a lot of times because you're basically starting out and building a small business from the ground up, which is a very lonely endeavor. Any entrepreneur will tell you that. But at the same time, the irony is you need so much help. And as you choose and seek that help, here is my big caution, is be careful that you choose to interact with people who will not discourage you. And you will find that. Perhaps at your workplace, if you venture to tell people you're beginning to build a part-time real estate investing business, you may find a lot of naysayers. And naturally so. You may very well be surrounded at your workplace by people who don't have the enthusiasm, the motivation, and perhaps they live a life of fear as it relates to venturing out outside of that job to seek other sources of income. They like the corporate world. They're very comfortable there. It feels very safe. They like to collect a check every 2 weeks and go about their way versus trying to excel or explore new opportunities. And you're going to find that as a part-time investor, you're going to meet a lot of naysayers. And those are the folks that you don't want to use as resources or guidance or mentors as you embark on your real estate career. So be careful who you share with and who you seek for motivation or ideas or help or assistance. You got to surround yourself with people who do versus those who don't. And you need people who are going to encourage you versus discourage you. And you're going to need people who are willing to help you versus hold you back. And with that being said, I'd like to share where I sourced individuals who did exactly that. They were doers, and they provided encouragement, and they helped me. And they came from many different sources. And yours may come from these sources, some of these sources, all of these sources are different sources. But the point being is seek out the right individuals to help you build your business because they're out there and they're ready to help and willing to help, and they provide a tremendous value to you. And this will not only help with your success, but it will help you at those times when you think, gosh, I'm all alone in this endeavor, and I wonder if I'm doing the right thing. So let's go into some of the areas that I've sought out help and relationships and partnerships and mentorships, and maybe some of these will work for you. And I'll start with number one. As I've mentioned in the past, I own a Homevestors franchise, which is the We Buy Ugly Houses business, which many people around the country are familiar with. We're the largest home buyer in the U.S. By buying that franchise, one of the things that was attractive was buying into that network, gaining those relationships instantly with other franchisees and all the service providers that already had relationships with Homevestors. I was able to immediately and quickly surround myself with great people who were doers, who were motivators, who were resources, who were mentors, and who were helpers as a result of purchasing that franchise. I'm not saying you've got to go buy a real estate franchise, but what I am saying is there is an example of how to quickly surround yourself with people of a like mindset who are ready, willing, and anxious to help and who have already done exactly what you're seeking to go do. If the franchise isn't right for you, how about a real estate investment club? They are in every community in the United States. There are thousands of them available, and they're excellent resources to meet with people, interact with people, and network with people who are doing exactly what you are doing or would like to do exactly what you are doing. They're a lot of fun. There's often food involved. They're often free. There's educational. And there's always time to interact with others who can share stories and share their knowledge and share their experience. They're priceless in terms of getting over the feeling of loneliness and interacting with people who can help you in your business. Also, if you're a busy person, maybe the online forums and chat rooms on many real estate investment websites would interest you. You can get active in those forums or chat rooms, or you can sit back and read and observe. But the key point is, as you do read and observe or even interact, you're going to see many people are facing the same challenges you face. Many people have overcome the same challenges that you're facing, and many people are there to offer you solutions. There's always books. There's tons of great books out there about real estate investing. Once again, maybe you're a busy business traveler. You find yourself with a lot of time in airports and hotel rooms and airplanes. Maybe books are a great source for you. Now, granted, it's not human interaction, but you're going to be able to read about and learn about real estate from those who have been there, done it, and are obviously willing to help because they're writing books to help you. There's a lot of great books out there that you can submerge yourself into in order to get past the feelings of loneliness and the feelings that you're all alone and no one has ever faced what you're facing. There's events and expos and trade shows, tons of them available. They have breakout sessions and trade shows where you can walk booth to booth and time to network with others. They're wonderful. Look them up on the internet. They're coming to your city every year. And the good thing about those, they're quite often on weekends, so they won't interfere with your work schedule. And then a newer forum, or at least a newer forum to me that I've discovered and continue to use, and I may be well beyond the eight ball on this one, but the phenomenon of podcasts is something that's relatively new for many areas of interest, well outside of real estate, but you'll find there are many, many, many great real estate podcasts out there with real estate investors hosting them, with real estate investors coming on as guests, and with real service providers, whether it's mortgage lenders or contractors or you name it. They bring on a wide array of guests that you can listen to and learn about. And then these people offer all sorts of resources that you can pursue on your own outside of the podcast if you're interested or you have a particular need. But podcasts are particularly appealing for you, the part-time investor, because you can listen to them at your convenience in light of your busy schedule as a full-time employee or corporate employee or a full-time career person. The key of all of this is surround yourself with those who are going to encourage you, educate you, and motivate you. Beware of those who are going to discourage, discount, and deflate you. And when you surround yourself with information and individuals and instances where you can educate yourself, grow your business, and most importantly, even add value to others, you'll find that those feelings of loneliness and that you're out here on your own, those will quickly disappear. And instead of pulling yourself back, you'll continue to push yourself forward. It can be a lonely business, but it does not have to be. And in order for you to succeed, it's up to you to make sure that it's not a lonely business for you.
These are all excellent points, Kevin, and of course your emphasis on podcasts is very close to home, hits very close to home, because this is something that we together do regularly and where you supply listeners with a great deal of practical information through a series of easy-to-follow steps, and this is yet another example of that plan in which if you listen to the advice that Kevin has to offer and you follow the steps that he has described, then you have a way to enhance the likelihood of success and, most importantly, avoid the risks associated with failure. Kevin, as always, a pleasure.
Thank you, Lewis. Likewise.